The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
With Trivago Lang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas' first general insurance company, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, City of Hope, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Popeyes, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I hope and trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are as follow: 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-459. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, so you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Want to encourage all of you in the Southern Bahamas in particular, where an evacuation order has been given, presumably where aid and comfort is coming to assist with that evacuation order. I see some private efforts going on in some of the chat groups I'm in. Dr. Andy Ingram, who played a marvelous and significant role in trying to provide relief and assistance to the Bahamas after Dorian, is now again mobilizing his team and mobilizing the local and international community in an effort to assist with that evacuation where possible and post-hurricane efforts. This is a massive hurricane. Of course, it's now, you know, barreling toward Jamaica and those, but the effects of the hurricane is expected to be experienced in the Southern Islands, and so people ought to be and take it seriously. Now, I wonder about the evacuation order and the extent to which assistance is going to be provided in those islands for that evacuation. I don't know myself, but I know that the ministry responsible for disaster management and those are mobilizing to do what needs to be done, I believe. Try to assist, take it seriously. If you are in Nassau, in New Providence, Grand Bahama, Abaco, and all those, you're not like right now directly in the path of the storm, but you have family members in the south, you may want to call them, check on them, figure out what they're doing, etc., because you don't issue an evacuation order if you don't expect and don't look for danger from these storms. So please do what you have to do to get out of harm's way and do what you can do to get and make sure your family and friends are not in harm's way. Okay. Today, we have another one of our special guests, courtesy of the Free National Movement, a candidate for the Free National Movement in the Kalani constituency. She's been with us before, an attorney at law with a distinguished career in litigation department, the litigation department at Graham Thompson. A practice that spans civil litigation, contract law, public law, personal injury, employment law, and statutory interpretation. And she is, of course, one of those active voices in human rights, and is one of those extremely articulate and knowledgeable souls in our country, trying to make an impact. Welcome with me, Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis. Welcome, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good to have you. Good to have you. Now, as a candidate.
Boy.
As a candidate, yeah, is correct. As a candidate in the great constituency of Killarney.
The great, capital G, the great constituency.
That is here, Killarney. You know, you know, I have some relationship with Killarney because Killarney used to border Fort Charlotte.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it still does, actually.
And it still does. That's right. In the east.
A little differently, but it still does.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I know a little bit about Killarney. You know what they always say, if you have a constituency that borders another constituency, you better know little something about the other constituency.
That's
right.
You
never know when the people like take the boundary one way or the other.
You know it. And the commission will say so. We'll see.
Exactly. Congratulations on your candidacy.
Thank you.
Let me ask you what I ask all the candidates, FNM, PLP. Why the FNM? Why now? Why Killarney?
Oh, you know, interestingly, those are the same questions they asked when we did our candidate video for the rollout.
You think I've been through this before?
Hey, maybe you have. Maybe you remember a thing or two from the good old days. Why the FNM? You know, I am a child of the Sunshine Government. I was 11 years old, or about to turn 11, when the FNM first won in 1992, and that had a profound impact on my life. I truly, I was taught and truly believe that the FNM is the party with an emphasis on accountability and transparency and fairness. It's a party that believes in the development of the Bahamas, the development for all, and not just, you know, not just the selected, connected few. And I truly believe that. And so that's why the FNM. Why Killarney? I've lived in Killarney for almost 40 years now. I know I look younger than 40, but I have lived in Killarney for almost 40 years now. And I've watched this constituency, this community develop. When we lived out west, nobody lived out west. And it has so much potential. We've had great leadership by Dr. Minnis for the last four terms now. But I think now it's time for the next generation to step forward and build on what he has done. Let's take Killarney further. And so that's why I have stepped forward to take the reins and continue the development of this fabulous constituency.
Do you still live in Killarney?
Oh, yes. I live in Killarney. Yeah, I go to church in Killarney.
Yeah.
I wish they would open up the courts in Killarney so I could guess. I am.
But that's a unique scenario you're in. You know, not very many candidates actually live in the constituencies that they represent.
You know what? And I'm very grateful for the opportunity, because I appreciate that this is a unique benefit. But really, my, you know, church, food store, my daughter goes to school out here. I spend most of my life in Killarney, save for, you know, when I have to venture out and go to work.
I know that there are probably others I really can't offhand think of, but I know there are a couple. I know there are some, like in Eleutheran doors. I know a number. I've only ever sought to represent an area in which I lived over four election attempts.
Yes, yes. but I think one of the things, as I walk the streets of of Killarney. And like I said, I'm a child of the 92 Sunshine government. And I remember the stories, and I've seen Mr. Ingram as he drives the streets of New Providence to see what's going on, to see for himself. And I think that's extremely important. So these are the streets that I drive. I know where the flooding is because I have to drive through the flooding. I know where the lights are off because I'm driving down these dark streets. And so one of the things that I wonder is, how do these issues remain unsolved for so long if these are the streets that you are driving and you see on a daily basis?
But your great representative over four terms lives in Killarney too. Issues still prevail,
and they do.
And he was Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
And he was. Mm.
Okay. So. When you look at the country today, what are the issues that stand out to you that really you believe requires attention?
I think there are a couple things going on that require attention right now. First and foremost is we need to get our hand on immigration. I walk the streets of Killarney as I talk to people. Even sometimes outside of Killarney, my daughter had a swim meet on Saturday. And at the end of the swim meet, you know, the amount of people who stopped me and said, Senator, immigration, 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 immigration. I want to hear more about immigration. People are concerned because there's this view that we have no control of what's coming in. We're not keeping track of what's coming in. And it's becoming a bit of a free-for-all. And people are concerned. I think that is one of the things as a party that we definitely need to address, because immigration can be a great tool, but it has to be structured. It has to be deliberate. And right now, it's a bit of a wild, wild west.
So, what is it exactly? And like, how do you see it looking when it is fixed?
So we, almost 2 months ago, the FNM talked about Operation Shield, which is what we intend to put in place when we become the next government. And we talk about what needs to be done in terms of securing the land, heightening surveillance, investigate abuse, end unfairness, limit approvals, disclose data. We need to restore people's trust in our immigration system. We need to have a way of keeping track and actively keeping track of the amount of persons coming into our borders and ensuring that they leave when they're supposed to leave, or that they go to immigration and get an extension to allow them to stay for longer. Again, immigration can be a great tool for development, but the process of applying for work permits, applying for permanent residency, it needs to be more transparent, because the tales of people it's just alarming and unnerving, because there are still persons who are legitimately bringing in skilled workers for skills that they can't, that aren't available in the Bahamas. But the waiting period for those applications is just too long, because there are so many applications coming in the back door that the ones who are doing it properly aren't receiving the customer service that they deserve.
You know, interestingly enough, it could well be. I'm not saying it is. I mean, we've heard these issues, we've heard these concerns over many administrations, including the ones in which I served. With Hubert and Alexander Ingram and myself and others who I know were as patriotic and interested in preserving the boundaries and integrity of the Bahamas' geographic a landscape, as well as the system that managed the immigration process. Mm-hmm. And so in and I haven't sat on the immigration board, et cetera, confronted with all the applications and yes. these kinds of things. You know, what I'm saying is, but we would have heard concerns, suspicions by people that were removed from the reality we knew and understood.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know that that is not still the case. I don't know. But the one thing that I, that appeals to me is this, the concept you in you mentioned of transparency, yes. that maybe there is a way that we can do this and have people understand better what is happening. That, you know what, we issued 1,000 work permits over the lunch. They were provided. These are the nationalities of the people to whom they were provided. These are the circumstances in terms of their tenure, having been in the Bahamas and so forth, so that people get a sense. And we did this on the basis of this particular policy in relation to those. And then we have you produce these reports on a regular basis to let people know. And if you're prosecuting people in relation to immigration infractions, you're providing that detail as well, just like the police provides the crime details and so forth. Exactly. You provide the same details in respect of compliances and infractions in respect to. So then people get to know. I mean, they may still have a suspicion, they may still not agree, but you will do your best to provide a look-see at what is happening. Is that the thought you have in mind?
I think it goes a little further than that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
For example, you know, they do report immigration infractions, but they do it sporadically. So if immigration is in the paper, then you will see the releases about the immigration infractions of who they've detained and who they've deported. And then once that fever dies down, then you don't receive that information again. But something so simple as, you know, there's a process for work permits, right? Mm-hmm. If you know that work permits are supposed to take 6 weeks, right? And there's a portal where you can follow the process of this immigration, this work permit application. But then you have somebody come in 2 days, then you have to ask a question as to, okay, so why are they getting it in 2 days if the process is 6 weeks and these are the steps of the process?
So you all are going to eliminate any possibility that a minister could intervene in a matter and speed it along, that because that's part for the course in government. It may not be the norm, but it certainly is an exception that's practiced. Any number of people may call, you know, here's the circumstance, we blah, blah, blah. It could be a legitimate emergency, it could be an illegitimate emergency, but it is not unusual for a minister to say, you know, could you look into this application for me and see what's going on?
But I think if you have a process that allows these applications to be dealt with in a timely manner, then you reduce the need for that kind of exception to the norm.
Part of the
problem is these applications are taking so long to go through the system. And it may very well be that the department is understaffed and more resources need to be dedicated because we're immigrating to the Bahamas, 20 years ago is probably a lot lower than it is now. And so, you know, the other question is, what kind of overhaul do we need to do to the immigration department to ensure that it is adequately staffed so that they can process these applications? You know, I find that we have not pivoted or evolved our government agencies sufficiently. So in many ways, there are too many agencies doing things the same way they did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when the Bahamas, you know, the Bahamas has changed. Even if we look at our court system, for example, that was built when we were a smaller Bahamas. And as we seek to expand, to accommodate now the volume of work and the caseload that is coming through the court system, you know, you have to pause and do that because this is not, we're not dealing with, you know, 1992 when 10 people got divorced. We are dealing, you know, we're dealing with a court system now where the majority of the cases that go through the court system are divorce and matrimonial.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll ask you to continue letting us know where you see these major challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. We're speaking with Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis, and she is the FNM candidate for the Killarney constituency. We're going to ask her, too. She might be going up against the Huff current member of parliament and the former leader of the Free National Movement, and what she thinks about that. We'll be back.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's seven locations. Available for a limited time only.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be...
Fall into savings with BWF Red Hot Summer Autumn Deals. From falling prices, rising savings up to 50% off, in-store savings Friday, October 31st, and 10 sales Saturday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big with unbelievable deals this fall. Shop BWF and catch these awesome savings before they blow away. Come shop this season with BWF, where we are more than just our name. Up to 50% off Friday, October 31st, and 10 sales Saturday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Savings includes appliances, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, houseware supplies, grills and griddles, hand and power tools, automotive supplies and accessories, hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, floral decor, decorations, junkanoo supplies, and much more. Shop now and save with BWF New Store Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Check us out on Facebook and like and share our page to keep up to date with exciting savings. BWF, we ship to the Family Islands. Telephone 394-0 0004 or 6.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we are speaking with Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Killarney constituency.
The great constituency of Killarney.
Forgive me, the great constituency of Killarney, and I'm sure so is Golden Isles and...
Oh, yes.
Marco City.
But I feel like it's almost our duty when you are seeking to represent or you do represent an area that you have to refer to it as.
But this is what I've learned from watching the House. Great constituency. I got you. Greg Bain and Grant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got you. So immigration,
cost of living.
Cost of living
is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is very huge.
I mean, tell us about it.
So, you know, I'm a single mother. Right. Yes, I'm an attorney, but I'm still, you know, trying to raise a child off of one income. And it is, you know, I go to the food store and then I come home and I start rationing the cookies, because it is things that I like about the FNM's plan, which you can find some of it already on the new website, is that plan to remove VAT on healthy foods and essential medications. I think every little bit helps. We're also launching an initiative where we will offer $200 a month for the first 2 years of life for newborns to help parents with child support and child care needs. You know, we have in the Bahamas where it's a struggle to survive. You know, we're going to work to pay bills. And that's very frustrating and can be extremely stressful on families. And I think one of the things that a government should do and that our government will do is take steps to ease the burden, to give persons a little room to breathe. And I think that's important. That's important for the happiness index of the country. And I think it's also important for the economic growth of the country. Those are some things that I think need to be addressed. And as we start to roll out our plans, you will see more efforts by the Free National Movement to address those needs. The other thing for me is healthcare.
Sorry, Senator. Just before you go there. So Prime Minister Davis and the Minister of Finance made many statements of living.
Yes, they have.
And trying to bring down the cost of living. I, Shivago Lang, an economist, indicated at the time that it was a futile effort because so much of that cost is reflected in a non-controllable by the Bahamas. This was especially in the period of the higher rates of inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw it as setting himself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, unless you control a thing that's driving a thing, you can't control the thing. I do acknowledge a way in which the Free National Movement says it wants to come at this in looking at things that the government can do, right? So the government can give, and the government can, in respect of its own costs, remove. So it can remove VAT, or it can lower VAT. It can do these things.
Yes.
And I acknowledge that even while every little helps, it becomes sometimes a question of whether the little in its helping is not material enough for people to say, I'm happy, you know? This is the challenge of politics and public policy always, and so forth. So balance that for me.
Certainly. So I think one of the issues is we're paying, you know, there is an element of let's release the pressure a little bit. Let's release the pressure a little bit. It also has to be balanced with an overall control and discipline in terms of government spending, because what we're paying in taxes, right? And it is, I can tell you, it's frustrating, but we're not seeing the benefit of it, right? Because you go to the hospital and the hospital doesn't have the medicine or the roads, they still have the potholes. If we were to see our taxes being spent in a manner that we can feel and benefit, And so coupled with that also has to be that discipline in terms of spending, that dedication to the Procurement Act, that focus on making sure that contracts aren't, you know, we all understand that there's an overhead and you need to make a profit, but it doesn't need to be unnecessarily padded. We don't need to take trips with delegations of too many people, because that, again, puts a strain on the public purse and requires more taxes. And in order to get the more taxes to cover the spending, you're limited in terms of the relief that you can give to persons, like reducing tax on bed basket items. So it is a multifaceted approach. We have to control government spending so that we aren't, there isn't that pressure to what it feels like, tax everything under the sun. And, you know, there's got to be a give and take, but I don't think that we as Bahamians believe that, you know, we don't have to pay taxes. No, we understand in order to pay the salaries of the customs workers and the customs officers and the police officers and the nurses and the teachers, that we need to pay taxes in order to do those things. But we get frustrated when we see our hard-earned tax dollars being used to fly to Bermuda to advance some money for the Progressive Liberal Party. So there needs to be a balance in terms of how money is being spent, which will then give us a little breathing room to help persons out a little bit.
Is there any need to balance the expectation of people about what government can do in relation to their cost of living versus what they may have to do in relation to that same cost?
Yes, I think that's also part of an overall need for financial literacy, and I also include with that economic literacy, so that we can fully appreciate that, you know, we can't really go away, because we do need your tax dollars to pay the teachers, the nurses, the police officers, the public service. But I also think that people have a legitimate expectation that, you know, the road is going to be paved, so I'm not spending more money on tires than I need to spend because I keep bursting open a tire on these gigantic potholes in the road because the government has not paved the road, which is the government's responsibility.
Okay. We have to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about what you are hearing as you go on the ground down there in the great constituency of Kalani.
They always said you were smart.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're speaking with Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis. And when we return, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you should.
If you try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money
at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage gets a season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Vulang, your host. So glad that you could today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we are speaking with Senator Michael Barnett Ellis, Free National Movement candidate for the Killarney constituency. Speaking, ma'am, of Killarney.
Yes.
You're on the ground, no doubt.
I am very much on the ground.
They tell me, they love Dr. Minnis down there. Yeah, nobody could win down there. But I'm being facetious. What is happening?
It has been extremely positive on the ground. We have covered about 6 polling divisions thus far. People are, first of all, excited to see the FNM on the ground. We are going into areas that has not seen the FNM on the ground ever. I mean, people are coming out of their house. I look to the window. Nobody has ever campaigned down my street before. I had to come out.
Really?
Really?
Really? You mean, we was taking them people for granted like that?
You know, it's unfortunate because I can say I've lived in Killarney 40 years and nobody has ever knocked
back
on
in
my
the day,
door.
Because way back in the day, I have to say that.
Yeah, let me tell you. People stop me. They run out of their houses. They run out of their cars. They pull their car on the side of the road if they've just left home or they're on their way home and they see us down the street and they come running. We have people yelling at us from balconies. Hey, I'm home. Hold on. Let me get downstairs. So persons are very excited to see the FNM in Killarney. We are coming, there are many areas in Killarney that have long-standing issues, like the street lighting is one of them. There's a street in Killarney that hasn't had street lights for over 10 years. And I will say they are upset. We need streetlights, and the fact that we haven't had streetlights for 10 years, they are very vocal about it, including the areas that flood. They've had flooding difficulties for many. I feel as if they have not had any assistance from the government to resolve or even come in and look at why the flooding is happening. I think people do take Killarney for granted. People say, oh, you live in Killarney, you don't need a new street. And the reality is that the needs, some of the needs are the same and some of the needs are different. But what is universal is people want to be seen and they want to be heard and they want to be able to say, hey, Member of Parliament, I have an issue. Can I please talk to you? Or they want you to, stop by and check in and make sure that they're okay. To show that you aren't taking them for granted and just assuming that, Killarney is a safe seat to FNM on lock. And so that has been an extremely interesting experience. I think for me, this is the best part of politics, going door to door, talking to people, hearing their needs, hearing their stories. There's some people who have harsh
ways. Child, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. You think that's the best part? Oh, sugar!
Can I tell you the first
door-to-door experience I had?
Please do share.
The very first door-to-door experience. I walk in the house. This lady must have been 80-something years old. The old lady look up at me and she say, "Well, I'm telling you all exactly what happened. This is the first house I walked in. She said, well, Jesus Christ, look what Ingram sent you." Say, old young man, you look like you on crack.
We are honest people.
That's my first experience.
We are an honest people. We are, and you know what? It's interesting because you hear the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Yes.
So yes, not yes. all of it has been. People have, you know, had words about me, about my family. But it is still, you need to hear it because, you know, you don't want to take anybody for granted. And even, you know, we've been walking in Golden Isles, and I knocked on a door last night and the man said, "You ain't gonna hear what I have to say." I said, "No, I want to hear what you have to say." And he, you know, expressed his concerns and frustrations. And I said to him, you know, those are your thoughts and they are important. And I'm not going to dismiss them just because, you know, it was exactly what I wanted to hear. But, you know, it's important that we listen. And I think so much of politics has moved away from listening to the people. And I think that's a shame, really.
You know, it is important for people to know, though, that Ola Kalani is not middle income or upper middle income.
Oh, not at all.
Or wealthy. There are parts of Kalani that have people who have the same challenges and struggles and at the same level, socioeconomic level as maybe being in Grantstown, right? Yes. Is that not so?
But even people in big houses are struggling. I mean, yes, there are, you know, there are a wide range of economics in the constituency of Killarney, but also, you know, you look at a big house and you're like, oh no, they have a big house, they straight. No, that's not necessarily the case. And so you do have to, you know, knock on every door and touch base with people and understand what their situation is and, you know, see what you can do to. So it has been, you know, I have this hope and prayer that all of this walking, I'm going to be, you know, very fit but I do want to
make this very clear for the mission that I have on the show of helping educate my listeners. To his credit, Hubert Alexander believed that every constituency, as much as possible, should share in a variety of people of different socioeconomic circumstances.
Yes.
And that's what he believed.
Yes.
So Fort Charlotte had some, so extended sometimes into Bain Town and so forth. Killarney had some, so you have sometimes in the Rock Crush area and Farringdon Road area and some of those. You have people who may not be at the same as somebody who lives in Highland Park or wherever else there it might be in the West and so forth, because he believed that there should be equity in the representation of members of parliament.
Agreed. And I, you know, we're also entering an era where, for example, Killarney has 7,000, probably about 300 persons on the register.
That would Golden make it one of the larger ones, eh?
And we're number two.
By the way, so you don't get interrupted, let's just take the news break and then you can come back after the news break and continue this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langios. We're going to take a break for news. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road, B
Be blessed.
Hey sis, are you ready to reset, refocus, and rise? It's time for the Unstoppable Weekend, happening November 8th and 9th in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Join us for two unforgettable days of empowerment. Saturday's luncheon brings inspiration, connection, and sisterhood. Sunday, Stuck to Unstoppable workshop, focusing on shifting mindsets, breaking limiting beliefs, and equipping you with the tools to step boldly into your next season. Register today at www.heysisempowerment.com. Your unstoppable journey starts now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we're speaking with Senator Michael Abanet Ellis, the Free National Movement candidate for the Kalani. You were saying before we left.
Yes, I was talking about you referred to Mr. Ingram's belief that there should be equality and representation. Yes. And I was referring to the fact that Killarney is one of the largest constituencies geographically, and I think we are the second largest in terms of population. But we have other constituencies in, particularly New Providence, that are have several thousand less voters than Killarney and considerably smaller geographic locations. And hopefully, as we strive for equality and representation, we'll also start to see constituencies that are a little more consistent, particularly in New Providence, in terms of geographic size and population.
You described Hubert Alexander Minnis as a good, maybe I think great MP for four terms. There is the possibility that he may run as an independent or something in the Kalani constituency. He certainly has expressed a desire to continue to do so. How do you see that? And, you know, what might be the implications for the Free National Movement in that seat?
So I was asked this question, ratification night, and Dr. Minnis is an FNM. He hasn't come out and said anything to the contrary. He hasn't suggested that he's an independent. He has said that he's an FNM. And as the FNM's candidate in the constituency in which he currently resides, I continue to hope and pray that I will get his support, because really I am standing on his shoulders. The plan is to build upon the work that he has done in the constituency. And I think, you know, as the next generation, as the next leg of the fight, I would really hope that he would support that.
But
if he doesn't,
if he runs,
then
he has the benefit of your acknowledgement that he's a good MP. Why would someone choose you over him?
I think that when we look at the history of the Bahamas and just the history of nations, we've seen change when we have had a change in generational leadership. When we look at what people affectionately call the Pink Ingram era, Mr. Ingram was a much younger man and was able to bring about considerable change. We are now at an era of AI and The world is a different place. And I think that the persons, you know, most capable of taking us that step further are the next generation. The development of the Bahamas is not limited to one generation of men. It is something that we all have a role to play. And the goal is to move the country forward, and to do that, you need a relay. It's not one sole person running the entire race.
But I mean, I've been part of what some might regard as generational change.
You were.
But and I say to people, youth in and of itself doesn't guarantee anything. Neither does older age guarantee anything. If, for instance, I mean, the substantive job of a member of parliament is in the House of Assembly. I know candidates talk about all these wonderful things they want to do for their constituencies, et cetera. They almost talk as if they're local government or mayoral or something, mm-hmm. but the job is a legislative job. That's the job. The job is you go in parliament and you deal with legislation. Very few members of parliament generate legislation. Most will only look at the legislation produced by the executive and so forth and so forth. That's the job. And so once somebody's been in for four terms, somebody comes in new, how does that change because somebody new is there? I mean, in this instance, well, because you would be there and not talk to minutes, a good MP, as you say.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is representing people and representing their needs. And there's a component of that, which means that you have to relate to and connect with the people that you are representing. And when we look at the makeup of constituencies, right? And the makeup of the population, we're also starting to get population is, I'm going to call myself young, but we are much younger. Most of our voters are below the age of 45. And you also bring with it your experiences. I mean, I think that we have to, in order to progress, we have to pass the baton. And yes, I appreciate that it is not, it is also a combination of your experience, whether it be in your professional career or in your political career, but there needs to be a change. There needs to be a bringing in fresh ideas, and it's a combination. It should be a team that has a combination of the old and the new.
Yeah, and I, maybe in that broader picture is where the difference is that you become a part of that mix of younger, more representative of a substantial portion of the population kind of person to bring that to bear on the overall picture, right?
Well, you know, it's also, you know, again, it is that moving of that boat forward. Somebody has to pick up where you left off. And I think that's important.
But if Dr. Minish runs, it doesn't matter to you. You do what you got to do, and you can beat him.
I've been given a charge by the Free National Movement, which I have gratefully and humbly accepted, and I intend to deliver the constituency of Killarney and make sure that it remains in the FNM column.
Okay. All right. Well, ma'am, we want to thank you for joining. Well, first of all, let me take these texts for you, and then
Certainly. We'll
wrap up. This text says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Don't forget the former prime minister. Don't have to worry about flooding." This is the former prime minister in Killarney. So don't have to worry about flooding. This says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Ask the candidate if they will do an audit and revoke any citizenships what was given in the past few years."
So part of our immigration plan is an audit. We would have to look at the law in terms of our ability to revoke citizenship or to revoke.
But you can only revoke it if your audit finds something untoward, eh?
If our audit finds something untoward and if the law allows us to do so. Step is definitely an audit, and that's how you understand what the strengths and weaknesses of the system are.
Now, y'all ain't gonna be like the other administrations where before you get in office, you start talking about what you can look in the books, you can audit this and you can look at that, and then when things
never
see nothing, never hear nothing. You know, only the auditor general have to pop up a report and say, no, that wasn't right. These people did have records and so forth and so forth. You're not going to do that, though.
No, because we, are we, like the Bahamian people, want to know the answers, just like we want to know about the audit of the Bahamas Games and the audit of the 50th anniversary. We are overjoyed by the audit of the food assistance program. And, you know, audits serve a purpose. And, you know, the purpose of an audit is not to castigate or cause blame or to lock everybody up. The end of the day, we want to approve the system. So we're not scared of, you know, we're not scared of audits. They reveal and give us an opportunity to improve so that Bahamians can be better served.
Yeah, but if people break the law, ain't the law supposed to take its course? So if you can get locked up to take charge and so forth, you got to get
exactly,
charged.
Exactly, but that's not, that's not going to deter us from doing an audit.
Right.
That's my point.
Okay. This says, good day, sir. Can you ask the lady to listen to Earth Song by Michael Jackson? I'd be surprised if you haven't heard Earth Song.
I was just say, I love Michael Jackson. Yeah. I am one of those people who scream, Michael Jackson, yeah. I love you. So yes, yeah. I have listened to Earth Song.
I just listened to Earth Song over and over and over. And, this says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, and the next MP for Kalani. It's not a Minnis seat. It's an F&M seat.
It is an F&M seat. Yes, it is. And we're going to keep it F&M.
Okay. This text says, it would be interesting to know where in particular Kalani, because that surely don't sound like Kalani. I live there, and that is definitely not our behavior. Really? This you heard the text?
Yes, I heard the text. My question is, which behavior
were they referring to? I think they were, this came in when you were talking about people running you, you know, like pulling their car, stopping their cars or staying, shouting out the window, coming downstairs, wait, blah, 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 blah. That's, I think.
Okay,
that's
so the person's, the car stop was in Westward, Villas. Persons being surprised
but hold on now. But this person is trying to suggest, though, that ain't how they just acting Kalani. I don't know how everybody's acting Kalani.
But that seems to be normal behavior. That doesn't seem to be unusual.
I can tell
behavior.
You it was normal behavior when I was a member of parliament. Some people, there's a shout out in the window. You ain't need to come here. Don't come here, Mr. Lang, because you ain't get no vote here. And other people say, Mr. Lang, man, don't waste your time, man. You got us. You got us in this. Some people just stop, pull the car on the side and say, oh, I was wondering when you can get through the corner here and so forth and so forth. It's good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes they used to call Mr. Ingram and tell Mr. Ingram, we ain't seen Chicago Lang yet. And he called me and said, Chicago, how is it that you ain't been in this area yet? Now you know how people act.
Oh, I do. I do. You used to get reported. Well, hopefully I don't get reported.
Yeah, I used to get reported. Oh, here you go. And you know, if you could call a whole prime minister.
Yes. And if he and has to call this, you, you better go in there.
And these is F&M's calling them to tell him, you know, I see him yet, you know.
Yes.
This text says, I thought about that this morning. MPs have largely missed a great opportunity legislating for the good governance could turn the Bahamas around and could have a massive impact on people's lives. It would speak to a vision of prosperity, but what we have today is politics that speaks to a vision of poverty. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, I've tried. I know I'm fighting against the norm, but I try to encourage both candidates and society to recognize what the job is. You know, I mean, because even people miss this. Even though you are a representative for the constituency of Kalani, the truth is you are Kalani's person in the House of Assembly that passes national legislation.
Yes.
Meaning that group of citizens have a voice in inputting in and other policy measures that come to the House of Assembly. Those measures are seldom about Kalani, particularly. They are about the country.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's a marvelous thought and notion that you don't get to do things in this country affecting all the lives of people and we don't have a say. That's what the job is. But a lot of it seems to take on the role of fix my road and that kind of stuff. Which, of course, any leader would want to do in a constituency that they are in if it's a problem.
But I think part of it is also it's a missed opportunity because members of parliament don't necessarily regularly go to their constituents to get input. I you know, when I first became a senator, I wondered why, you know, you get bills are tabled. And if you are a member of parliament, whether you do it in your constituency meetings, but talk to the people, talk to your constituents about the legislation that has been tabled and get their input. Yes, some of it, like, you know, automatic exchange of financial information is very dense and goes over a lot of our heads. But most of it can be broken biteable chunks so that people can understand and give feedback. And that's a great way for you to stay connected to your constituents and dialogue with them. But I am on social media, but I don't see examples of members of parliament doing that to say, hey, we're debating the Bail Act, special constituency meeting on, you know, Tuesday, to discuss, you know, I'm going to tell you about the bill and I'm going to get your feedback. You know, that would be an easy win.
We're TikToking about wading through the water. I don't blame members of parliament, child. Whatever you're doing, tell these people, because these people walk right up to you and tell you ain't doing nothing. So tell them. But just recognize what the job is, right?
Yes.
This text said, love Senator Barnett Ellis, success in Killarney. She is very focused on that area, is truly an FNMC. Best wishes from the mayor of Grand Bahama.
Thank you, Grand Bahama.
Well, any final words as we get to have to say goodbye to you, and then you can come back one time and we can just talk with talk.
Yes.
Once all of this is behind us.
Yes, when we are free of all of this. Yes. I just wanted to echo the sentiments that you started off the show with. I'm Hannah Hasty Tyne. So Pompey Bay Acklands is where we descend from. And so to the residents of Maykal that are being evacuated, I hope all of you take advantage and follow the evacuation order and get to safety. Your safety is most important. We, just as we are praying for, you know, our cousins down there in Jamaica and in Cuba. So please stay safe. Melissa is looking like it is a very, very scary storm. And we want no lives lost. So please stay safe, Michael, and we look forward to having you in Nassau.
Okay, by the way, this last text, so you maybe when you and your people could pay attention, says, I'm curious to know which polling division Miss Ellis was in. I live in Killarney. I am yet to see her on or her people polling division 12. Okay?
Certainly.
All right. Good Thank to talk you. To you. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take a break. When we come back, a couple of tongue things which have when we come back. We'll be back after this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
With Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau starts here. This November 1st, George Street is coming alive at the cathedral that made Nassau a city. The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is back, filled with mouth-watering food, one-of-a-kind art and crafts, and a $10,000 raffle prize. Feel the rhythm of Nassau with live performances, bohemian music, and fun for the whole family. Nassau starts here. Don't miss it. November 1st.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment, means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So let me give you an example of the conversation, similar to some piece of the conversation we were having last night. So this is the Nassau Guardian carrying a story on the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the Golden Isles constituency, Darren Pickstock. And the caption is, Pickstock, I am the only one who can do the job. Sounds familiar? Donald Trump was famously quoted as saying, only I can fix it. Now, I want you to hear, though, in context what Mr. Pickstock said, because he didn't sound like Mr. Trump in that regard, but listen to what he said. So, of course, the Prime Minister was lauding him for his track record in law and business. And so he was saying, Pickstock was saying, that over the last few days, the people of Golden Isles have opened their doors and let me in. He says, I have listened to what they have had to say, and in short, people want someone who can get things done. Okay, so now just as you listen to this, remember what the job of a member of parliament is substantively now. Tonight, I want to be clear, very clear with you. I am the only person in this race who, if given a chance, can do the job. What job? Okay, what? Think about it now, what job? Firstly, I don't know that there's anybody else in the race other than the COI candidate so far. And that would be Brian Rowe, right? But he says, I'm the only one in this race who can do the job. So I'm asking you, what is the job, folks? What's the job? Imagine that now. you have a race for office, and a candidate says, listen, man, I'm the only one to do the job. Well, because if that's true, then why would you want to vote for anybody else? Why would you vote for somebody who can't do the job? But what is the job? What is the job? We know that the it's a by-election. And the by-election is to fill the vacancy of the late Von Miller, who was the PLP's parliament for the Golden Isles constituency in the House of Assembly. What job was Mr. Miller doing? He was a representative of the Golden Isles constituency in the House of Assembly. No one else but Mr. Pickstock could do that job, is the question. No one else? He didn't say no one else can do as good a job. He didn't say I could do the best job at it. He said no one else can in the race can do the job. Which job? Now, okay, well, let's listen to some more of what he said. He said, I'm the only person that can do the job and get things done. Get what done? What done? When the people of Golden Isles call, they want to know that there is someone on the end, on the other end, who will act on their behalf. When they call for what? What's the job? What are they calling for? Fix my road? Get me a job? Get my daughter a job? Get me a house, government house? Get me a government contract? Get me a government job? What's the job? And you're the only one who can do that? How? I'm dead serious here. Right? What's the job? Let me tell you something, man. Do it. Keep doing it. Listen, FNM, PLP, DNA, COI, keep doing it. Keep making these people think that you are some glorified version of a local government representative who's supposed to be in the constituency fixing people road and getting people job and all these kinds of stuff. Keep doing that. Don't tell them this job has nothing to do with being in the House of Assembly, because I can promise you, you will not hear in this article any piece of legislation mentioned by anyone. That don't even arise. I'm going to the House Assembly. For what? Not to do any legislative work. I'm going to get the job done for you. What job? And you wonder why people are so discouraged? And you wonder why people are so despondent? And people are so cynical? Because over the years, we politicians have gone into these constituencies promising people to do things that's the job of the government. I'm not talking to them about things. It's some of them is their responsibility. We can get it done for you. You don't empower people that way. But that's how we're talking. And let me say this, Mr. Pickstock is not an exception. He is the rule in this kind of dialogue. He is the rule for FNMs and PLPs, because all of them do it. All of them go inside there, and you know why? It's probably unsexy to talk to people about, you know, I want to pass good laws for you. We don't even think laws make make any difference. Well, if the laws don't make any difference, why your life and my life is shaped so much by them? Government all up in your money, government all up in how you behave, government tell you if you could get married, when you could get divorced, how you got to be buried, government all up in your business, all up in your business. How's the government all up in your business? Through the law? The law? You want to gamble? The government say, yeah, you gamble with these people, but you can't gamble inside them hotel. The law? That's how. And we keep pushing this line. But brother, let me tell you something. You set yourself up. I'm talking about any candidate now. I'm not talking about Mr. Pickstock. Any candidate. Set yourself up for failure. Because here's what is true. could get done. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, all is well, didn't
it? Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Are you talking sense? Are you talking food?
I could be real with you, right? Just as you being a former member of parliament in this country, uh-huh. the words that I know the person to be very intelligent to be other than Jamal Denae, you talking food, bro. Let me tell you why I said
okay, tell me why I'm talking food. Tell me why I'm talking food. Okay.
When Mr. Ingram nominated Shivago Lang.
Yes.
He nominated Mr. Shivago Lang because he believed that Mr. Shivago Lang could get the job done, right or wrong.
No. So hold on. No, sir. Did you hear him say that?
Come on.
No, bro. You know you ain't overtalk me, and you know you ain't get to stay on longer than I let you. So I'm asking you a question. Did you hear him say that? Did you hear him say it? Oh, he left? What happened? Y'all let him go? No, man. You can't come on there lying on Mr. Ingram. Mr. Ingram didn't tell nobody. But the job he thought I could get done was the job of being in the House of Assembly, a representative in the House of Assembly. That's what he thought I could do. That's the job. What fool about what I saying and talking about it? I'm intelligent. You call the show just now and you sound unintelligent trying to tell me about what the job is. The job is, look at the Constitution, brother. The job is being a representative in the House of Assembly. What do the representatives in the House of Assembly do? They pass laws. That's what they do. And Ingram didn't nominate me. Ingram spoke at rallies that I had and so forth and so forth. But he can't even lie. Mr. Ingram ain't never tell nobody Shivago is the only one could do this job. Do what job? What job? And I still ask you, Mr. Pickstock made the point. I'm the only one who could do the job. What job? So don't call in here just to represent your PLP or FNM side. Let's be intelligent about this. What's the job? When they call, do you? It's so bad. When I was in the House of Assembly, few constituents called me and ask me anything about legislation. The most conversation I had with constituents about legislation was about the referendum. Most conversation and was about the referendum. On the many, many laws and bills that we looked at in the House of Assembly, very few. Very few. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivago. Hello?
Did he curse? Because I didn't hear him curse. See, that just goes to show you that's the extent of his intelligence if he curse. Once he can't do anything beyond that, you gotta go to your pit. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivago. I believe you always just make sense. Sometimes, right, the senses be too strong for me to agree with it, right?
But this I got you. Sense. I understand. I understand.
But the question that you asked is such a strong and powerful question, because when I really think about it, right, is the job Mr. Pickstock is saying that only him one could do, is that the same job that we already hired politicians that are not doing?
Because over repeat, really over, oh, no, but he, no, but he wasn't saying he only him could do the job. He's saying only he is the only one running who could do the job. Yeah. And so I'm asking, is the suggestion, first of all, I'm asking, what's the job?
And I have to agree with you because I go on that further. I need to know if that job is the same job that the politicians that who are already in this job, right, who are not doing their job. I want to know if that's the job. You know? But thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Is Texas like the job Pickstart did with the Golden Yoke program, which is a failure, or like the job he did as attorney for the owners of the Conk and Coconut? I don't know. Says, yes, he should be banned from the show. I hope you all took his name, and I hope you took his name and you took note of who it is, and don't let him call back here no more, because I could tell you, you know, that's what happens when you get frustrated, because your intelligence can't get you to the next place. She's scoring your pit, man. This text is your producer here, what he said. You can't let him call your talk show anymore, or any of 96.9 talk show. He said, a mother F2? Oh, really? And I really had no deep conversation with him yet. So, Mr. Lang, that idiot caller just cursed. I know the voice of that guy. He's a PLP crony. So sad. Mind you, when I ask him if I talk in sense or fool, I had a gut feeling he was going to say fool, you know. I got an episode of The Coldest on, oh. On him now at, oh, Lord of mercy. Anyway, child, you got to be you. Say the PLP caller. I ain't gonna call nobody name. If I ain't the person name, it's a. I know. I want you to know, buddy. Cussing me ain't gonna feel it. You been in politics as long as I was in politics. You been alive as long as I've been alive. Cussing? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, brother Lang.
Hey, 52, what's going on, man?
Yeah, you're falling in a pity, but, you know, only a fool wouldn't recognize aphorism. So, I mean, if I mean, you said that, but I thought that, I would have to agree because, I mean, what you mean, you're the only man who could do the job. I mean, you have to be self-centered to actually believe that. I mean, you
think but 52, what's the job? What's the job, though? What's the job?
Yeah, but you was giving insight, right? But not, you know, like you and I don't always agree, like, one or two things were said on your show yesterday, and I disagreed with. But what I'm saying is, I won't. Hello, hello.
No, sir, I said sure. Yeah, I won't get
angry with you. But what I'm saying is, I would have liked the chance to express it. But I mean, when you're talking political reviews, I actually listen. Maybe they should pay you for giving them advice. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with what you were saying. A lot of people become self-centered and real fanatical when it comes to politics. That's the problem. Something you said, but I wanted to add something you said. I can't remember it verbatim, but I wanted to add that the part of the problem too. When you talk about the laws and how the government like dictate laws to us, what to do and what, you know what I mean, like regulate our lives. But exacerbating the problem is mass conformity and mass psychosis. And I realize we do have a lot of psyops offices for political parties. Unless I'm up and listen, but I would really like to, the guy who texted you yesterday. And so I want you to do me a favor, Mr. Lang, because I hate arguing on the phone. Read the book Viral for me. And I know you're capable of doing it because you're a science student. Just read the book Viral for me. And then I would like, you know, I mean, it shouldn't take you that long to read it. You know what I mean? But I know you're busy.
I got you, brother. Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Brother Lang.
Yes, sir.
How you do, sir?
I'm good, man.
I was owed to the event last night.
Which event?
They had some, like 150,000 million people was there. But let's talk about the job that Mr. Pickstock said that he can do. He's the only man in the race at this time. That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what is recorded in the article. Okay. That's what
maybe
is in
talking
quotation.
About going into Parliament and doing some legislation, doing some work.
How you know that? How you know that? Did he say that?
This is what I think. I can't speak. If I knew exactly what he's saying,
okay, another person can't do that. Another person can't go in Parliament. Can't
no,
do it.
What
not,
I'm saying
can't
is
do a better. Not can't do a worse job, but can't do it at all.
Line,
another person.
Line, you can take something different from what he. Both of us could be looking at the same glass, you know, and you're looking at the glass half empty, and I'm looking at that same glass half full. So you can take something from what he said to you, and I can take it different. Mind you, he said the same thing, you know.
I see. I understand. So words don't. words don't mean anything anymore. Like, you can't look at the context of something and say, oh, that seems to be what they mean.
So let me ask you a question as the host.
Yeah.
What do you think he meant when he said that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but what I extrapolated from it is, because remember, the same article says, he says, when constituents call, they want to know that someone can get results. But what constituents can call you and say to you, listen, I want you to pass this legislation? What results is he talking about?
But I think when the constituents have their branch meetings, a lot of them come up with questions and things that they want parliamentarians to speak about in parliament, not do the parliamentarians speak about it.
I understand.
A lot of branch meetings where I hear people have concerns with the government on certain things. Right now, they have a big thing with this dialysis thing going on now. You know, and I know at least
what you could do.
And that is now my concern.
Well, maybe what you could do is the next time, like, he gets an opportunity, like, you could just mention to him to he could clarify or define the job, and then that way it wouldn't be a problem. By the way, I like Mr. Pickstock.
You're a former politician, brother.
I like Mr. Pickstock.
You should know the job of a politician.
No, but the greatest respect, my brother. That's the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I'm telling you, most candidates don't understand and don't convey the job is. They talk as if they're going in there to be a local government representative or some kind of small public works agent.
Okay.
That's exactly what they do. And you know, when I first ran for office, most of the times too, I went in speaking about wanting to set this program up and set that program. I didn't talk about legislation and that kind of stuff, and neither did most people around me. I said, Mr. Pickstock, it's not unique in this regard. So I take this opportunity as a teachable moment for everybody. Because in my second iteration, if you look at the pamphlet I sent out, I talked about legislative things I wanted to pursue.
So, Brother Lang, did you represent Fort Charlotte in your first round or your second?
We did, in the first round.
Before you, oh, you in Fort Charlotte first, then you went to Grandmama.
Then I went to Grandmama,
after Friday, then we will see some things, because all things are still up in the air.
I got you.
If the FNM is going to put a candidate in or not. After Friday.
We'll see. We'll see. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. Yeah, we have another call on the line. Yes, caller, go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, how you doing? T. Allen Johnson.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Don't worry about that, Mr. Lang. This is why, whenever you hear those people from that party call, they always come with imagination. Imagine if this, what about that? And this could have happened. Even trying to reconstruct the past. I call them time bandits. The only job there is to kill time.
Not all of them do. I mean, there are some
there's a key number of fanatics whose complete job is to steal time. They got even a larger group of them on social media. See, if they can
But you know that's a strategy. You know that's a strategy in politics when you're campaigning.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Or they tie you up talking. Next thing you know, it dies. Time to go.
Yeah, keep them at the gate and try to tell them you're almost convinced. And if they spend 20 minutes with you, that's 20 minutes left to talk to someone else. Mr. Lang, believe it or not, right? And I can tell people, right? I missed your pre-2000 in the House of Assembly. But I can tell them that I saw from observation your change from things to actually policies and programs and legislation.
In my second iteration, there's no question about it. But it was a different
perspective. Because you stopped talking about roads and all that stuff. Used to say, he will never talk about this and talk about that. And I was telling him, I don't need him to do that. We already pay public service for that.
Yep. You got me right on that, buddy. That was my focus. And I was a minister of state and finance then. So if I wanted and needed something done in the constituency that I could get done, I called whoever was the person supposed to be responsible for that, whether it's the Port Authority or somebody else. That's what I did.
Right. But see, this is why I question when Mr. Pixock made that statement, I question that. Is he saying that for 4 years that Warren Miller couldn't get anything done, like calling the relative people to have roads paved and parks done and everything? Or is he now saying that the things in like legislation, policy, programs, procedures, processes, and protocols that has not been done by government, once he gets into government, then these things will actually be achieved? And I think, like you say, it'll be a nice clarification, because the things that we have taken for individuals to do, parks, I mean, we talk about the millions of dollars in parking in the park authority, roads and drains and all these different things. Those are delegated and they are listed in the budget to where they go. And so I think until we get away from this concept of local government, if we want local government, then we should agitate for it. Then we need to have people focus on the true aspect, because it's legislation, policies, and those other things that creates the ecosystem, the environment for growth of the economy, growth of individuals, personal economies, and all those different things. And I think, like, I agree with you. You are making absolute sense. And if he could just give us an explanation the next time we get on stage, or even a press release, it would be absolutely beautiful so we could know his mindset.
I wouldn't do no press release if I was him. I'd just go on the stage again and say something. I say, take care, man. Thanks, buddy. The text says, he calls every show and sings the praises of the PLP. Not a problem. Now, everybody has a right to do that. And if the FNM is your man and people and the COI is your people, same thing. See, I know his voice said, F you, he isn't it. Boy, don't ever, yes, producer, we will. Don't ever let me know I could pull your trigger like that. Don't do it. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. That caller should be banned from the show. His name, I understand, is DeWitt and producer. Y'all are on notice. I can't ban him from all the shows because I'm run the Guardian radio. But he could call if he want to apologize. If he wants to apologize, he could call because everybody could change. If you apologize, you can call. But don't call the show no more unless you apologize. So when a person can call the talk show and use language such as that, it is sad for them, not you. Of course, I'm representing as they represent a whole party. Really? I mean, not in an official capacity. You don't do no justice to your party. I'm sure Prime Minister Davis would not be happy with that nonsense. I'm sure about that. Positive about that. Yeah, his name is DeWitt. Yeah. This is the producer. I have his name and know his voice. Okay, bro. So don't bother yourself. Don't waste your time. Unless you call and you say, hi, my name is DeWitt. And I am calling to apologize on Mr. Lang's show. And if you come on the show and you say something different than apologizing, oh, sugar, I can call the police. So let me give you a little update, guys. Commencing November, let me tell you one. Commencing November, November 5th, I will be coming to you guys every day for almost 2 weeks, almost, not fully, but almost 2 weeks from Asia. Sometimes I'll be in China. Sometimes I'll be in Tokyo. Sometimes I may be in Singapore. So we expect it all to go well. And so you'll hear us from there. And if you cuss me then, that means you're cussing me and there's thousands and thousands of miles of traveling your cussing got to do. You know, let me tell you something. And I want to speak to DeWitt. I want to speak to DeWitt and anybody who believes FNM, PLP, or otherwise like him. Day some, bro. Don't let these people run you up on brakes. Don't let yourself run yourself up on brakes. Be passionate about your politics. Be passionate about your party. Be passionate about what you believe in. But represent yourself with dignity, respect, and honor. Because at the end of the day, don't mind, you see Prime Minister Davis and leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, two of them could sit right down and have a cordial discussion about anything while you there getting personal and cussing people. And you ain't never know when you're going to need people, brother. Trust me when I tell you that. You ain't never know. and meet somebody like me who don't keep grudges. Do not. So that if you in need, you can get my help. I can promise you that. But I can promise you, if you carry on like that, there are people you'll meet and need their help, and they'll leave you right there, stranded. Because because their attitude is just like yours. So don't let nobody run you up on breaks for politics. They're paying you, for politics, brother. Don't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Do well.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. And your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Popeyes brings you Bold Louisiana Crunch. Our hand-breaded chicken tenders wrapped up in a flour tortilla with lettuce, cheese, and pickles. Available in three bold flavors. Classic, spicy, and honey mustard. Our new wraps prove that big flavors come in small packages. Try the new chicken wrap today. Available for a limited time only.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.